I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 7th. The body of a woman was discovered behind a Quincy supermarket late last night. Police say the body was located behind the Star Market on Granite Street just before 11:30 p.m. Police say the person who located the body was knocking on doors trying to get help. Officers located the body and secured the area for state police investigators. The discovery of the body is not considered suspicious at this time. That area is known to be a frequent gathering spot for homeless individuals. A Quincy swimming instructor is being credited with saving the life of a woman who was struggling in the water at Wollaston Beach on Sunday. 22-year-old Renzi Daly said she was enjoying ice cream with a friend when she noticed a woman bobbing in and out of the water. Daly quickly helped the woman back to the beach and called 911. The woman is expected to recover. Daly is a swim instructor at the Hale Family YMCA in Quincy and also teaches swim yoga. Well, seven candidates will run for the Democratic nomination to be the Norfolk County District Attorney in a primary on September 1st. The winner of the primary will go up against independent candidate Joe Pagliarulo in November. The current District Attorney, Mike Morrissey of Quincy, is not seeking re-election after 16 years in that office. Greg Connor is the candidate other candidates refer to as an insider. A top prosecutor in the Norfolk DA's office for the past 25 years, he resigned in March to run for district attorney. Connor's campaign finance records show donations from employees inside Norfolk County and prominent area defense attorneys. Connor says he was motivated to run when he was encouraged by Chuck and Mimi Chesna, the parents of Sergeant Michael Chesna of Weymouth, whose killer Connors prosecuted. Macy Lee is a former Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney who currently serves as the Director of the Office of Medical Board of Hearings for the state. She highlights her extensive experience managing large groups of employees, calls herself an agent of change. Juna Perkins, a former prosecutor, Assistant Attorney General, and Assistant District Attorney, pitches herself as the candidate fighting for crime victims. Perkins was the first person to get into the race. Craig McClellan, a practicing solo practitioner and criminal defense attorney, says he's the right candidate for the job because of his experience on his town's school committee. Jim Barricat is a current public defender and pitches himself as an outsider. He's raised very little money in his campaign account due to the ethical restraints and rules around being a public employee while running for office. Adam Deitch left his job as a federal prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston to run for the Norfolk County DA. And Robert Jubenville is a familiar name in Massachusetts legal circles. A decade-long member of the Governor's Council, the 80-year-old is one of only three board-certified criminal trial attorneys in Massachusetts. A local college is planning to lay off its employees and close its doors. Laboure College of Nursing in Milton will lay off 65 full-time and 2 part-time employees when the school closes in August. The cuts begin on August 30th and continue through next June. Most employees, including professors, advisors, and administrative staff, will be terminated on August 30th. Bill McDonald, the vice president of finance and administration, and the college's president, Lily Sue, will see their employment end next June. Curry College is absorbing Laboure's nursing programs and major assets as the healthcare college closes. What remains of the closing school's endowment will go towards funding a new Laboure Center for Advancing Healthcare Opportunity at Curry. And 25 Laboure faculty members will be rehired by Curry College. Of the employees that Curry plans to rehire, 12 are full-time faculty and 13 are staff members. Most of the staff being hired by Curry will support student services. Laboure is looking to sell its Milton campus, and all the proceeds from the sale will go to Curry. The addition of Laboure's student body more than doubles Curry's class of nursing students. It will also help Curry by rapidly growing the student body beyond the traditional undergraduate age range of 18 to 22. Current Laboree students who transfer directly to Curry will be able to complete their programs without interruption. Laboree's net assets declined by about $4 million and operated at a loss of $4 million in 2024. Curry itself has faced undergrad enrollment challenges since 2015. To offset that lost tuition revenue, the school took $5 million from its saved funds last year, and its school board has since approved a further draw of $9.5 million. The school's endowment now stands at $83.2 million. Other closing colleges in Massachusetts are also laying off employees as they prepare to close. Hampshire College in Western Massachusetts is laying off 200 individuals as it winds down operations. Anna Maria College in Central Mass let go of 150 employees after abruptly shutting down in April. With a fleet of dozens of tall ships less than a week away from parading into Boston Harbor, organizers of Sail Boston 2026 gathered yesterday to share information for spectators. 4 million visitors are expected throughout the Sail Boston events. Sail Boston's biggest day comes on July 11th with the Parade of Sail. And dozens of ships will sail through the harbor before docking at their assigned berths. That night, the first of two fireworks shows will be launched from a barge located off Fan Pier. Tall ships begin parading through East Coast harbors back in May when they sailed into New Orleans. On the 4th of July, the parade sailed up the Hudson River for a visit to New York City. It's all part of Sail 250, a series of visits to port cities that celebrates maritime heritage and America's 250th birthday. The fleet will be in Boston through July 16th. A Dutch tall ship will visit Marina Bay in Quincy July 17th through the 19th. Officials encourage visitors to use public transportation for the event, saying that the T plans to increase service on July 11th. Subway lines will operate at peak service levels, and bus shuttles are planned between JFK UMass and Castle Island. Ferry service, however, will be suspended during the parade. The Mayflower 2 and crew are making final preparations to sail north from Plymouth for its first Sail Boston appearance. The boat that was made in England in 1957 was inspired by the ship the Pilgrims took across the Atlantic to land in Massachusetts. While it's rare to see the ship on the water, Captain Whit Perry says it's a fully operational vessel that also serves as a floating classroom. Sail Boston is an annual summer festival that draws hundreds of international vessels of all kinds into the harbor. For the first time at the festival, the 135-foot-long Mayflower 2 will be open to visitors and viewing starting on July 11th. Perry said the last time it left the Plymouth Harbor for a sail was in August of last year in Cape Cod Bay. His roughly 30-person crew is now working tirelessly on board to prepare for Thursday's 8 to 10-hour journey to Boston. The boat is set to leave Plymouth on Thursday, where the museums are expecting large crowds watching from the coast. About 4,500 nurses and clinicians represented by the Massachusetts Nurses Association are scheduled to begin a strike tomorrow at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Mass General Brigham Home Care unless new labor agreements are reached. Mass General Brigham says it has plans in place to continue caring for patients throughout the work stoppage. The Mass Nurses Association said more than 4,000 registered nurses at Brigham and Women's plan a one-day strike beginning at 7 a.m. Wednesday, while about 450 Mass General Brigham home care clinicians are planning a seven-day strike beginning at 8 a.m. Wednesday. Members voted to authorize the strike last week, and a required 10-day notification was sent to Mass General Brigham. According to the union, final bargaining sessions were held last week, but no progress was achieved. Nurses said they planned a one-day strike, but expected the hospital to lock them out for four additional days. The home care strike is expected to last 7 days. The hospital group said it has participated in 21 bargaining sessions with Brigham nurses and 29 sessions with home care clinicians. Mass General Brigham Home Care clinicians are negotiating their first Mass Nurse Association contract after voting to unionize in June of 2024. The bargaining unit includes registered nurses, occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech language pathologists, social workers, and dietitians. Hospital system said temporary qualified nurses and clinicians will be brought in to maintain care during the strikes. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 155 points. The Nasdaq's up 288. The S&P added 54. Asian stocks were lower. The dollar fell. The euro was down. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox are in Chicago for a series with the White Sox beginning at 7:40 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, rain could be heavy at times with a high in the upper 60s. Showers are linger this evening with a low around 60. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high 80. Thursday, sunny hot and a high 90. And some scattered storms on Friday with a high of 88. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. Winds east 10 to 15 with gusts to 25. And a high tide at 5:32 p.m. Sunrise 5:14 sets at 8:22. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 7th.